Faith, written by Chocolate Jedi, read by Raven. Summary. Buffy sits with Faith. The slow, steady beep of the heart rate monitors was comforting to Buffy. Last time, there had been a flurry of beeps, and a nurse had rushed in, but she had assured Buffy that it was just a mini seizure, nothing to worry about. But Buffy was more concerned with the opposite effect. No chance of Faith waking up yet. This was the third time this summer Buffy had visited, checked with the doctors, and sat with Faith for a little while. Every time she was told that Faith's head trauma was too severe, she was unlikely to wake from the coma. Every time they tried to offer her some words of comfort, believing her to be a grieving friend. And every time Buffy clung to their first assertion, Faith wouldn't wake up. It wasn't that Buffy wanted Faith dead. That anger for Angel's attempted murder had faded with the pain of Angel leaving. Now, Buffy mourned for the girl that Faith had been. Buffy knew firsthand how difficult it was to be a slayer. She had done her own fair share of lying and sneaking and fighting with her parents, but she had dealt with it for years before Faith had even called. Faith had been a slayer for all of a couple of months when she had decided to go off the rails. Buffy was actually kind of offended that everyone was giving Faith a free pass for her crazy just because of the weight of being a slayer. She was handling it just fine, thank you. Sure, she had run away and gotten involved with a vampire and almost gotten her friends killed more than once, but that was pretty good, considering. So Buffy sat with Faith as her monitors beeped steadily, partly to reassure Faith that she wasn't alone, and partly to ensure that she would never wake up again. And some days, Buffy wasn't sure which goal was more important. The end. Thank you for listening.